What up, this Joe Bell.
This your boy Grip Plies, a.k.a. David Ruffin, a.k.a. Eddie Kane.
Yeah, this your boy Alien Crab.
This is Chris Crusader from the Mighty Mighty Hollywood. What's happening, my heroes, you from Shouties?
It's your boy Flo.
Yo, this is Deuces.
Yo, what's up, man? Scram from Animal House, man. ATL representing.
And you're now listening to
Dent Radio.
And you're listening to Dent Radio.
That's Jada Jada. Good Jada B.
I'm chilling with Jada. This is Dent Radio.
Yo, this is Oki coming to Kaita Oga. And you're listening to Dent Radio.
Hey yo, it's Ethereal, and you can catch me rocking with Dent Radio from Atlanta to Japan, baby.
Oh yeah, and you're now listening to Dent Radio.
How you doing, my dumb? Teach how I do.
Ohayo gozaimasu, yoroshiku onegaishimasu. I'm your host, Jada B, and this is Dent Radio. Thank you again for tuning in to me again this morning. Thank you again for supporting all this time. Happy 11-11-11. Tonight, come celebrate with me and Dent Radio at the preamble for At Yanni Means Peace's birthday, with performances by Yanni herself, Gwen Bunn, and more. It'll be at 254 Auburn Avenue. The show starts at 9. $8 cover, so come out and support and have a good time. Also, tomorrow or Saturday, come hang out at the Goat Farm for the Hijacking Music Festival, where there will be performances by Bosco, Cloud Eater, Ethereal, and more of your Atlanta local favorites. Busy, busy week, so come out, support, and have fun. This week on Dent Radio, we have more music by Supreme Inc., Foster Up the People, Mala, At DJ Tomoko, and Yuka Laugh. And also, we have an interview with them this week, and this is their first English interview, so stay tuned out for that. Also, we have your Twitter news reports from At Asia _ Bonita and At Craigslist, your Fatness First report from At Deja _ Hunter, and your Japanese word of the day. This week, the Japanese word is Koishi, so stay tuned to find out what it is and how to use it. But opening the show this week, we have At DJ Tomoko and Yuka Laugh with Namida no Muda Tsukai. Kind of a hard kanji, I can barely read that, but it translates to a waste of tears. Their first album just came out, MPD and Mike, so check them out on iTunes Japan. For now, here's At DJ Tomoko and Yuka Laugh. Keep it locked in the show, we'll be right back right here on Dent Radio.
Down the line.
を解決できるとそう信じてたのに着信の更新連絡待ち一日待っても光らない携帯私だけの優しい声もう一度あなたが欲しい
This your boy, Coach of Beats, K-Beats, Beatman, Last White Man on Earth, all that. Represent for Lazy Man, Coach of Beats, Supreme Inc. On Dent Dent Radio, A-Time to J-Land, A-Land to J-Japan. I push, reverse, the verse, then flip it back. If you see a bird at night, is that shit a bat? Swoopin' beep a bird flight, go bat shit. Get his beat to the reaper and die classic. A clap kick, I kick classic kick. Clap kick, I kick the classic shit fold. Fifth flow, stitching fabrics. Sun spinning fish bowls, young mavericks.
Blood ashes, 70s tune classic. Boom bat stick, she say daddy put it to him. I can't ruin, so they try me out the plastic. Have them sweating, having visions, watch them shift and get more lifted.
More lifted, old mystic, gold throne. My known range only gravitate, more distant. Pose thread, thread, needles, roll, bowl, weevils. Peep the fish tone stitching, it's not a glitch in it.
So guess he came out flawless. With Xena, I'm lawless, meaning beyond bosses. This that slow leak from them Freon faucets. Better check the insulation like the re-up outfit.
And that's more frequent build than keep styles in sequence. Fresh 24, hey, that's a while on defense. Deep. And now it's not the channel, but it's lifetime. Phantom Handle had the channel of the right mind state.
Of the art, River Car ate a heart. Ceiling to the flow, flow cold as Darth Vader hard.
Damn, cold as Darth Vader hard.
Just like the mayor said, I must the mayo bread take Ryan Lakeside.
But don't you wave high, wave hey high. Standing on this blunt, I be A5. Can't ride for too long or 285. Riding on 285. Push, reverse, the verse, then flip it back. If you see a bird at night, is that shit a bat? Swooping people, bird flight, go back shit. Get this beat to the reaper and die classic.
Some more of that, then add that. Searching for the root like food, they still taxing. So we ask them, triple double if you ask them. Bro, relax them, two issues on my mattress.
Strip the facts off, hit the spot for bait fish. Bend the cone around the block, invent game, they sniff. Main and beat main, benchmark a bench frame. Post smart, they missing them, but what's the mission is?
So cold, your mic fry, steady cryogenics. So vivid, had visions, baby, holograms. Broke the cast and the mold, do the calisthenics. Repetition for resistance, we in Vietnam.
Damn, reverse the verse, then flip it back. If you see a bird at night, is that shit a bat? Swooping people, bird flight, go bad shit. Get this beat to the reaper and die classic.
I kick, classic, kick, clap, I kick, clap, classic.
flight time, baby.
Welcome back to Dent Radio. That last track you heard came from Lazy Man and Kosher Beats, or Supreme Inc., with Bird at Night. Their new release, Sell It to Me Free, will be put out online December 6th on supremeinc.net, so make sure you go and check them out. We love them right here on Dent Radio. Coming up next, we have your Twitter news report. At Craigslist is here this week, giving you the news in English from what's happening all around in town. So keep it locked. We'll be right back right here with more music right after this.
Hello, hello, world. This is your boy, Craig Upchurch, and I'm here to bring you the Twitter news today in English. Now, for this Twitter news, we have so much going on because the past week or 2 weeks have been absolutely crazy. But first up, Kim Kardashian has ended her marriage to NBA star Chris Humphries, which, of course, I'm pretty sure everybody knows this by now. But it was only a 72-day marriage that was going on. It was a highly publicized wedding. It was on shown on E! And it was glamorous. It was a lot of celebrities there and all that type of stuff. But yet they only stayed married for 72 days. Now, to me, if you have had a marriage that's only lasting you 72 days, for all the people that was in a wedding party, I would want my gift back. I mean, am I the only person out there that feels strongly about this? But if you are only married, what, 2-3 months? I deserve my gift back because I put so much money into this gift. Especially if I was the groom's dad, I would have been pissed off. I spent $500 on this nice suit and y'all only married 72 days. Absolutely not. You need to reimburse me for my money. But, you know, Kim is feeling a little bit remorseful. I think she's donating the gifts to a charity or something like that. She definitely needs to give the ring back, I believe. But, I mean, that's up to her. But in other news, we have the highly returned, anticipated, most celebrated Housewives franchise that is back with their fourth season. And that's the Real Housewives of ATL, Atlanta. This season may be the absolutely best season that they have came out with. With NeNe back from her stint on Celebrity Apprentice, Candy with her new sexual toy line, Phaedra new venture into funeral homes, which, you know, I still don't understand that, but, I mean, do your thing. Cynthia is opening up her model school, and Sheree Whitfield with her non-acting ass is still taking acting classes, I'm pretty sure, on her show, because she's just boring as hell right now. But the first show already aired, and it was juicy with NeNe and Sheree fighting. Bloop, bloop, this was absolutely amazing to me. This is going to be the best season, I feel, that the girls have came out with. So keep doing your things. Bloop, bloop. In other news, so have y'all all heard that Dr. Conrad Murray got sentenced to 2 years in jail? That's absolutely crazy to me. Like, it's only, to me, 2 years is not enough for killing somebody. Even if it wasn't purposely you killing somebody, 2 years is still not enough. I mean, I believe you probably could get more time in jail if you actually stole the medicine that you used on Michael Jackson. I mean, come on now, this is... it's absolutely ridiculous to me. But I mean, in all fairness, if he's in jail, he's away from us and away from the public and, you know, killing us and stuff like that. I don't know what I'm talking about, but you know what I'm talking about. But the biggest news, of course, that everybody has been hearing about is Justin Bieber. Right, I have to take a long pause on this. Justin Bieber supposedly knocked up a 20-year-old girl. I know y'all have to be laughing out there. I know you have to be laughing out there. Not only that, but I mean, for real, every time I look at Justin Bieber, when I look at Justin Bieber, I think that's Ellen DeGeneres. Like, he looks just like Ellen DeGeneres to me in all the pictures that he take. But anyways, he knocked up a 20-year-old girl that actually looks like she's 30, but she's 20-year-old nutcase, I should say that Justin Bieber had knocked up, supposedly. And
She's been on different shows showcasing how much of a nutcase she is and all that type of stuff. Now, I'm not doubting the fact that Justin Bieber probably did knock up the girl. I really don't know that situation. I'm just saying it's a possibility because he's a man. But in all seriousness, like, come on now. Just picturing Justin Bieber with a baby, come on now. But the most sad and depressing news that we have that came in to us was that Heavy D died at the age of 44, as well as Joe Frazier, who died at the age of 67 from liver cancer. Now, we don't know exactly the reasons why Heavy D passed away, but if you go on his Twitter, he has a Twitter out there that, you know, that really shows how much of a beautiful person he was. With the last five things that he put out there to the world, I would like for my last words to be that, whether it's via Twitter, whether it's via Facebook, or whatever it may come, that is beautiful to me. But that is our Twitter news today in English. Check me out by following me at Craigslist. That's at CRAIGSLES. And check out our blogs at dent-radio.com.
Thank you, Craig, for the Twitter news in English. At @Asia_Bonita will be joining us next week. We'll hear your news in Nihongo, so keep a lock for that. Coming up after the break, we'll have an interview clip with @TJTomoko and Yuka Laugh with their first English interview. So keep a lock and stay tuned at dent-radio.com. Also for the full transcription of the interview with Kari from Philly, and also next week the full interview transcribed with @DJTomoko and Yuka Laugh. So keep it locked. We'll be right back after the break with the sound clip. But until then, here's Mala right here on Dent Radio. Welcome back to Dent Radio. That last track you heard came from Foster the People with Pump Up Kicks. But next up right here on Dent Radio, I have a snippet for you guys from the interview that I did with at DJ Tomoko and Yuka Laugh. And this is their first English interview. It's really funny. I don't know if you guys remember them from... You Met ATL, they came down here to Atlanta and they performed for You Met Fest Atlanta. It had such a great time. Everybody fell in love with them. So shout out to at DJ Tomoko and Yuka Laugh. We all love them over here in ATL. And their first album just came out yesterday, I believe. Well, yesterday US time. One MPD and a mic. So make sure you go and buy that via iTunes Japan. Make sure you go and support them. For right now, here's the snippet of the interview with at DJ Tomoko and Yuka Laugh. And following, I'll play another song off their album. So keep it locked right here on Dent Radio. We'll be right back.
I'm DJ Tomoko. I'm at DJ Tomoko. Quiz producer and beat maker. Yeah. Then I'm Yuka Laugh. I write lyrics and melody. We used to be a labor mate. I learned 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So we just know
each other.
Yeah.
Just
phone number. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did you guys become a duo, like a group together?
Yuka was looking for a good producer to make music of her type.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not thought about becoming a duo because I want to be a good producer,
mm-hmm.
not artist. We broadcasted making beats, singing on Ustream.
Yeah.
Yeah, when she came to my place to record. Then, the time, a lot of famous Japanese DJ and artists watched our show. Then so we getting bigger. But actually, I think Yuka is real producer for us. Because she found me.
Yeah, I found her blog when she was in New York. Then she is who I wanna make music.
Ego onegaishimasu.
She is I found her. I wanna make music with her. When I found her blog, I have had the many inspiration from her, so I called her, and then we met each together beginning of last year.
Oh wow!
Nandore,
you love MPD. I love MPD by myself. It took less than 1 month, I think, because I play piano too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so actually, I started playing piano when I was 6, so I can play piano a little bit. And I mean, playing piano is like playing MPD, because same way to beat. Mm-hmm. So it's by using my finger.
Right.
So easy to learn how to beat MPD.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I started to sing when I was 10 or 11. Then I started to write lyrics 13.
Okay.
Then I from like 10 to 15 years ago. Yeah, that was old time. Singing in school. And I had a lot of auditions, but all failed.
Oh, sad story.
All right, make sure you keep it locked to dent-radio.com for the full interview later. But right next here is more with at DJ Tomoko, and you can laugh right here on Dent Radio.
First for Dent Radio, and this is a special episode just for our girl at Jada_B. Jada got Koishi. Kojo taught me Koishi is to miss, and we miss you, Jada. And we are sitting here at the 270 yen izakaya. Look, I'm going for it. It only gets one more strike from at I Am Kojo. The first time when we ate with Jada, we found a cockroach behind the electronic menu panel. Second time I ate there a couple months ago in that delicious yaki vegetable with honey mustard, there was a snail that crawled out on my plate. Kojo is determined not to come back here, but you know, I'm here with our girl at Asian_Bonita and at Aya Kalicious. Say hello, everyone, to Jada.
What's good, Jada? Jada, Jada. Jada, Jada.
Hey, Jada. Jada, Jada.
Hey, Jada. We miss you. Oishi.
Oishi, and you know it. So we're going to eat for you and kanpai for you with your Shandy Goth. What was that? The beer ginger ale combination that you love so much. I already had my favorite Korean makgeolli now. Yes, I moved on to makgeolli. I'm off of the white peach fresh sour that used to have my cheeks turning red after one drink. You know I'm a weakling, Jada, but I miss you and kanpai. This plate is for you. We love you.
We love you, Jada.
Jada.
Bye-bye, matane. Keep listening to Dent Radio, dent-radio.com. Jane.
Peace.
All right. Thank you, Deisha, for the Fatness First Report. I missed you guys, too. But coming up next on Dent Radio, we have the Japanese word of the day. And this week, the Japanese word is koeshi. Just like Deisha said earlier in her Fatness First Report, koeshi is like, I miss you. And I really miss you guys. Good luck on you, Mayfest Tokyo. Really wish I was there. But that's all the time we have this week on Dent Radio. And closing this week, we have one from Mechagodzilla featuring Yuka Laugh of at DJ Tomoko and Yuka Laugh, who we played earlier on the show and had an interview with. So you guys keep it locked. Next week, we'll have more events. Make sure you come out to the Goat Farm tomorrow for the Hijacking Music Festival. And check us out on dent-radio.com. See you next week. And until then, matadaishu.
As far as I can see, man, this life is real. Oh. The screws are down, the real, the whole.
then you die. Since I only got one, man, I aim for the skies. For all of those that's too old and afraid to try, man, I'm paving the way, just open your eyes.
Come on.
I'm going all out, I might fade or die. This is the only life I know, so I'ma give it a try. I stay doing this, a universal student, and nothing but positive vibes. I'm far from clueless. My inspiration was the alcohol, like I thought you knew. This is the reason why I got picked up to school on some rude shit. Multiple levels of discipline at a young age enabled me to alter ways into different ways. Regardless of the ground I walk on begins to break, my soul's foundation is solid, refuse to quake. No call for help on the iPhone, my nigga, I space. The winds on my back is the reason I skyscrape. Come on.
Sounds like you see, man, this life is real.
My father had a habit borrowed from me as a kid. A junkie for alcohol, he kinda needed to live. Now, a grown man, I can't save money for shit. My empathy for life grew early inside. Younger than the age 5 when I saw my parents fight. Using a physicist, man, just love collides. Seeing my mom hitting my pops was training his wife. The flow so loud, surround sound for my mind. Kinda used to the sound mad when I'm going for mines. Break up a nigga fast, kill for stand style, surprise. Need that cause the NY streets got a monstrous vibe. Here's the lesson, fam, when you got a vice, you're willing to lie. Cheat and hurt the love of your life, as long as you getting that high. But powerful men find clarity like my dad did and return back from cloud nine.
It's powerful that you see him and his life is real.
It's like, it's real.
Around me, real, the hell that is still.
Holding it still.
Holding it down, mama, my soul so real.
My soul so real.
Holding the ground, my soul so
my
still.
Soul, yeah.
It's powerful that you see him and his life is real.
It's like, it's real.
Around me, real, the hell that is still.
Holding it down,
mama, my soul so real.
My soul so real.
Holding